8. How to make an escape plan. In the event of a fire in your home, you need to be able to escape quickly and easily. Escape plans. You should have your escape route planned, and everyone in your household, including children, should have practiced and be familiar with it. In the event of a fire, get out, closing any doors behind you if you can, stay out, and call 999. Top firefighter tip. Do not delay your escape to save valuables or to look for pets. Smoke from a fire is toxic and can leave you unconscious in just 2 or 3 breaths. Make sure you have a set of keys by your front and back doors and by any locked windows. Plan your escape. A. The best escape route is usually the normal way in and out of your home, but do not use a lift in a fire. B. Think about your route out and how you would alert your children and get them out. C. Have 2 escape plan options in case one of your exits is blocked. D. Keep all routes, including stairs, clear of obstructions. And E. Keep keys to doors and windows near to the lock you need to open, whilst keeping security in mind. Ideally, leave keys in the door, as finding the right key in a smoke-filled room will be difficult to do. Make sure everyone in the household knows where the keys are kept. If you are worried about your escape routes, please contact us. Details are given at the end of this recording, and we will talk to you about it. If your escape route is blocked, if you are on the ground floor, try to get out of the building. A. Escape out of a window. Throw out bedding or cushions to break your fall. B. If you can't open the window, use a heavy object to break it at the bottom corner. When you go through it, cover any sharp edges with clothing, a towel or blanket. And C. Once you are out, get well away from the building and call 999 if you haven't already. If you're trapped by fire. If you can't get out of the building or are upstairs, find a safe room. A safe room is where you can wait for the fire and rescue service. A safe room should have a window that opens and at least one phone. B. Get everyone into the safe room, close the door and put bedding, cushions or towels along the bottom of the door to seal the gap. C. Open the window, if it's safe to do so, for fresh air and to shout for help. And D. Think now, which room could be your safe room? You need a window that can be opened easily and, if possible, has a phone for calling 999. Escape plan for flats. If there is a fire in your flat, follow the standard escape plan advice at the beginning of this section, which is to get out, stay out, and call 999. If there is a fire in your building but not in your flat, you should follow the fire safety advice for your building from your housing provider. It is important that you familiarise yourself with this now. To find out about the evacuation policy for your building, please speak to the building manager or your housing association. If your building has a stay put policy, it is often safer to stay put, that's stay in your flat, unless your flat is being affected by fire or smoke. This is based on the fire protection provided in the building, as well as the protection of the walls and doors of each flat. When you stay put in your flat, you reduce the risk of entering a smoky corridor unnecessarily and potentially being overcome by smoke. Staying put also means firefighters can tackle the fire safely and quickly without being delayed by many residents evacuating down the stairways. If the advice for your building is to stay put, call 999 and tell the fire service where in the building you are and how best to reach you. If the fire service need to fully evacuate the building, they will knock on your door. Unnecessary evacuation can obstruct the fire service and delay them putting the fire out. Top firefighter tip. If you live in a property with a stay-put policy, it's really important you only evacuate if you are told to. Unnecessary evacuation can cause more problems for us firefighters and it may delay us dealing with the fire. If the advice for your building is for full evacuation, When the alarm sounds, get everyone in the flat out. 1. Close the door and use emergency fire exit routes and stairs. Never use the lift. Fire may cause a power failure, trapping you inside. 2. Find a safe place well away from the building. 3. Call 999. Never assume someone has already called the fire service. If you're not sure about the evacuation policy for your building, please speak to the building manager or your housing association. Escape plans for disabled, older or vulnerable people. If you or anyone you live with might find it difficult to escape in an emergency, we recommend you book a free home safety visit with us and we'll give you the right advice for your circumstances. Call 0800 0502 999 or visit www.dsfire.gov.uk/home-safety.